we need a united fishing sector going into these negotiations. I've made this point very, very clear to my colleague Michael Creed before this review was initiated. I told him that there was no reason to have this review in the first place. And secondly, if it was to happen, it was the wrong time to do it. I continue to say that. I spoke to him yesterday. I've done extensive consultation. I've been to Kennebecs. I've met with the industry. I've met with all the representative organisations. And it's not just this idea of big boats and Kennebecs being looked after and the rest of the country not. That is a very simple argument. The argument, as far as I see it, is there has been an investment, a massive investment over the years in the RSW sector. There's the added benefits in terms of employment in a county which is, we all know the socio-economic indicators. And I don't want to see a situation emerging where there will be a reduction in quota for Kennebecs and these boats. And secondly, to have a further dilution or reduction of quota as a result of Brexit.
And the perception that's prevalent, particularly in the Northwest, is that this is effectively a matter of mackerel quota being taken from Kennebecs and given to Cork. And if you have that kind of dialogue going on in an industry at a time when you're saying we need a united front more than ever, that is potentially very, very dangerous for the future.
It's dangerous, it's divisive, and it's a non-argument from day one, because the boats that work out of Kennebecs, and they're not all from Donegal, they're from down the country as well, they land their catches in Kennebecs. And I'm not convinced that if there's a redistribution of quota to the polyvalent sector, that the landings will automatically go to Rossville or down to Castletown Bear. In fact, there is a very real potential that with the extra quota being redistributed from Kennebecs, the landings could end up in Scotland, because most of the mackerel fishing happens off Shetland. So, and it's also within British waters as well, and we all know the potential that might happen. There's far too many unknowns, and I don't want to see an industry divided going into the Brexit talks. Minister Creed is new in the job. I have a very, very close working relationship with him. Before Christmas, when he called me to say he was going with the review, I just expressed my disappointment. And for the whole month of January, I've been in consultation with processors, people involved in the ancillary sector. There's a lot of ancillary engineering jobs at stake here as well. And I'm not happy with this. And I brought it to the Taoiseach. And I just think the argument that was made from day one, that this will benefit other regions and a redistribution, that is not the case. From the extensive consultation I've done, this will not be a simple scenario of redistributed quota that will benefit other ports in Ireland. It may actually leave the country altogether.